Okay, someone came over to me in shul the other day and asked me what the heter is to use a garbage can on Shabbos that is like one of those pull-out garbage cans when people redo their kitchens these days. It's apparently a very common thing to do, that instead of having a standalone separate garbage can where you just, you know, lift the lid with your foot or whatever, there's a looks like a cabinet from the outside. I'm sure you've all had the experience of being in someone's kitchen and not having any idea where the garbage is and just like opening up random things. So they asked the Shaila, what about on Shabbos? Are you allowed to open it up on Shabbos? Isn't it a problem of muktzah to just even open up the garbage can? So I thought it was an intriguing question, but in order to even understand the question, it's important to be familiar with a number of different bits of background information in order to understand the question. So first thing is, there is that items that are not useful at all on Shabbos, like garbage, like things that don't have any use whatsoever, are muktzah. And there is an isser, one is not allowed, an isser midrabban, one is not allowed to be metalpil muktzah, you're not allowed to move muktzah items. There's an additional isser called a basis ledavar ha'asr. Basis means a base, something that serves as a base for something that is muktzah. The Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Yud, Si'iv Zayin and Ramah say, for example, a bed that's a klish of nachta leheter that has money on it. So the bed becomes a basis for the money. The money is muktzah, money is muktzah machnas gufo. So that which is a basis, that which supports it, that which holds the muktzah, becomes a basis. So a wallet is a basis l'davar asur, because it has money on it. The wallet's purpose is to hold the money, so that's why you're not allowed to move a wallet on Shabbos either. However, that's true if it supports purely a muktzah object. But when something is a basis, both l'davar asur and l'davar mutar, it serves as a basis both for muktzah things and non-muktzah things, then you're allowed to move the basis. So this is most commonly, I think the most common way this is taught about the Neiros Shabbos, that if a person wants to be able to move the tray of candles off of the table, so the ner itself, the flame itself, is a davar asur, and everything that supports that ner is considered a basis. So the old trick used to be that a woman would take her diamond ring and put it on the tray together with the candlesticks, and then the tray becomes a basis l'davar asur u l'davar mutar, and because the diamond ring is not muktzah, and then she's able to move it, but that's provided that the davar mutar is something significant. Now, even when something is muktzah, typically speaking, you're allowed to do tiltul min hatzad. One is allowed to move something indirectly, not by touching the muktzah item itself, pushing it with a stick, with your foot, something like that. Tiltul min hatzad, an indirect moving of muktzah items. This is a psak halach in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Yud Aleph, Si'if Yud Dalet, about tiltul min hatzad. So if you have the table with the candlestick on it, so tiltul min hatzad would be carrying the table as opposed to carrying the candlestick, because you're moving the candlestick, but you're moving it by means of something else, by means of the table. However, there's an important exception to tiltul min hatzad, and that is, Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Yud Aleph Sif Ches, one can only do tiltul min hatzad litzorech dover hamutar, not litzorech dover ha'asir. You're only allowed to do it if it's for the purpose of that which is mutar, not for the purpose of that which is asir. For example, if let's say you left money on a chair, so you want to move the chair, that's tiltul min hatzad, that's fine. You're not directly moving the money, you're moving the chair that the money is sitting on, so that would be fine. But if you're doing it for the purpose of protecting the money, you want the money in a safer place, so you're moving the chair with the money on it to a safer location, that would be a violation of tiltul min hatzad litzorech davar ha'asr. You're not allowed to do tiltul min hatzad litzorech davar ha'asr. So this fellow that came over to me in shul to ask me about these garbage cans said, l'chora, you have a real problem over here. Why? Now we should be able to understand the problem. What's the problem over here? Whatever's in the garbage is muktzah. It's garbage. It has absolutely no use on Shabbos. The door of the cabinet and the garbage can itself are a basis l'davara asr. They're there for the sole purpose of holding garbage, of holding something that is muktzah. So you'll say, well, okay, it's a basis l'davara asr. maybe I could just open it with my foot. It will be tiltul minatzad. Or maybe, for some reason we won't consider the garbage, the door a basis. Let's say we can get around that problem, but you're not even allowed to move the muktzah inside the garbage can. That's going to be tiltul minatzad when you open the door, but it's lutzorech davar aser. It's so that you can get rid of more garbage. And it's that would be considered lutzorech davar aser. So you have two problems. First of all, the cabinet itself is a basis. And second of all, even if you get around the buses problem one way or the other, you have a violation of tiltul minatzad when it comes to the muktzah itself that's in the garbage. Well, you might be thinking, if you're still with me, you might be thinking, well, wait a second. We take out the garbage in my house on Shabbos. I can't wait to go home with this chumrah and to tell my parents that we're not allowed to take out the garbage on Shabbos. No, you are allowed to take out the garbage on Shabbos, but that's because of a different halacha. There is a halacha called graf shel ri'i. Graf shel ri'i literally means like a toilet bowl. If you had something disgusting in your house, like a toilet bowl, so you're allowed to move that disgusting item in order to keep your house clean and presentable. It should be noted that probably if the garbage is only half full, you should not remove the garbage, because if it's only half full and it's not getting in anybody's way, so then you probably don't have the heter of graf shel ri'i. Graf shel ri'i is when the next piece of garbage is going to make this house look gross. It's going to start overflowing. It might also be, and it's worth considering, many kitchens have two garbage cans. I've been in many kitchens where they have one garbage can that comes out like a drawer, and another one that's a separate standing garbage can. It's not so possible that you're allowed to take out one garbage, even if it's full, if you still have place to put the other garbage. You might have to wait till they're both full. Tzaruchiyun, we need to figure that out, because it's not so pashut at all. But so you're allowed to take out the garbage on Shabbos once your garbage can gets full. That's fine. But what about this case? You have a half full garbage can. You just want to open up the cabinet so that you could put more garbage in there. So I was looking for a discussion on this topic, and I found in Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen's Muktzah, a Practical Guide, in chapter 17, footnote 20, he has, as they say in yeshivas, a long arichus. I know it's redundant, but that's what they say. A long arichus on this topic of the cabinet garbage cans, whether why it is that it might be mutter. And he points out that in the Gemara Mesach HaShabbos and Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us, a ner sha'achore adeles, if you have a candle behind a door, posech v'noel kedarko, you can open the door, close the door normally, v'im kavsa kavsa. And you know what? If the candle gets extinguished because you're opening and closing the door and there's a candle on your door for some reason, it's not your problem. Layit ala Rav. Rav was very upset. He didn't like this psak halacha. He thought that we should not paskin this way. So the reason Rav didn't like it was because he thought it was a psak reisha. He said it's not. Maybe it will get extinguished. Maybe it won't. You're opening up the door. The candle's going to get extinguished. It's a psak reisha. Tosos over there in Dibra Maschul Poseach says that had it not been for the issue of extinguishing the flame, then there would be no isser of opening and closing the door. Meaning, the very fact that you're moving the flame when you open and close the door is not a violation of tiltul muktzah. I mean, this seems like as close a parallel as you could possibly have in Shas. Here you have a muktzah item attached to a door. That's exactly our case. A muktzah item attached to a door. And so it says, yeah, no problem in terms of muktzah. Doesn't the door become a basel davar aser? No, the door is a door of the house. It's not a door of the candle. So it's not really considered a basel davar aser. You don't associate the door with the candle. So based on that, the Beis Yosef writes in Reisha in Zion that a wax candle that's kavua bedelas, that's set on a door, you're allowed to open and close the door as long as you know that, as long as it's not a psik reisha that you're going to be mechabe. In the Bir Halacha, in Simen Reisha in Zion, he raises a suffix when, if it's mutter, only when you forgot about the candle. then the door does not become a basis, and maybe that's what the Beis Yosef means. Or maybe even if you put it there b'kavana, the door does not become a basis because it's batel to the house. So l'chora, the same should be by the garbage can, that it doesn't become a basis to the garbage can. But l'chora, if you think about it even for just a half a second, the same is not true by a garbage can, because well, it's tosas ol svara by the door. The door is not made for the candle. The door is made for the house. And that's why it's not a basis l'dover aser. The door on the cabinet that only has a garbage can in it is made for the garbage. That's what it was made for. It was made in order to be able to hide the garbage, pull out the garbage. It was made for that. That's the ikur shimush hadelas. That's what it was made for. And l'chora, it should therefore become a basis l'davar aser. So if that's the case, it becomes a bus. It would seem that it should be a problem of bus l'davar aser. And also, even in just the way that it's opened, by the candle, you're not trying to move the ner when you open the door in the case of the Gemara. You're just trying to open the door. You happen to also be moving the ner. But the only reason you would ever move this door with the garbage can is in order to move the garbage. So l'chora, we do not have a raya l'heter at all from that Gemara. But then Rav Simcha Ben Kohen quotes Agos Maimonios in the fifth paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos in Os Tzadi, that's quoted by the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin, that says that no, you know what the reason is that you're allowed to open up the door with the candle on it and the door does not become a basel davar aser? He says anything that's mechubar is not considered to be tiltul muktza. Anything that's mechubar, meaning the door is part of a house. It, you know, we talk about moving a tray that holds candles. That's a basis l'davar aser. It's metal. But something that's mechubar does not become a basis l'davar aser. Ooh, if that's the case, then that will help us with the draw that pulls out with the garbage can. But it does not seem that that is the pshat of most Rishonim. It does not seem that is the understanding of most Rishonim of that sugya. So it would therefore turn out that if your garbage can is in fact a bas l'davar aser, meaning if your garbage contains only muktza items in it, the door would become a bas l'davar ha'aser. So how do you solve that problem of bas l'davar aser? There's one simple solution, and that is don't make it a bas l'davar aser, turn it into a bas l'davar aser u l'davar ha'muter. How do you do that? How do you pull off such a trick? How do you take something that's a bas l'davar aser and turn it into a bas l'davar aser u l'davar ha'muter? So some poskim suggest, simple. You know how some people, when they don't like to have to look for a new garbage bag every time they take out the garbage, so they'll keep a whole bunch of extra garbage bags underneath the garbage bag that's in there right now. Those extra garbage bags are a davar ha'muter. They're just plain regular bags. So the garbage can itself becomes a basis for the garbage and for the extra garbage bags. So it's a davar aser and davar ha'muter. Not everyone's so excited about that heter, because those extra garbage bags are essentially worthless. Garbage bags are not very expensive. Each one is pretty cheap. So it's hard to say that it has the requisite chashivos to be a proper davar ha'muter, to make it a basis l'davar aser u'l'davar ha'muter. But l'chora, one could argue that anyway, all of our garbage much of our garbage is a davar ha'muter anyway. Why? Not all things we throw in the garbage are in fact muktza. Muktza doesn't just mean something I don't plan on using. Any food that was fit for human consumption certainly is not included in muktza. That's explicit Siman Shin Ches Sif Dalet. Even if it was thrown in the garbage on Shabbos, before Shabbos, is Paskin and Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Chaf, Halacha Chaf Zayin. Not only that, food that an animal would eat is also not muktza. Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Ches Sif Chaf Zayin. It would have the status of a kli shemalachto leheter, because you're allowed to give it to your animals on Shabbos. But that's provided that the animal is available to you. So what does it mean the animal is available to you? Certainly the Shulchan Aruch says if you have a pet in your house, you have a dog that will eat much of the stuff that's in the garbage, that means that that stuff is not muktzah. But even beyond that, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kol shu roi l'machol chaya va'ov ha-mitsuyim. It just needs to be an animal that's mitsuyim. Then metaltalim also, it's not muktzah. And but if it's not mitsuyim, then it's aser. What does it mean, not mitsuyim? Says the Mishnah Brura in Simin Shin Ches, Mishnah Brura Sim Katan Kuf Yotes, mitsuyim means eino mitsuyim etzel rov b'nei adam. That most people wouldn't have it around. The implication is, and this is the way the majority of poskim seem to assume, Rav Yashiv, Rav Scheinberg, many others, the implication is that if people in the neighborhood have this kind of animal. Look, if you have something that's not edible to anything except for a peacock, and you don't live in a neighborhood where your neighbor has a pet peacock, so then you're not going to say that it's mitsuyim. But someone in the neighborhood's got a dog. You know, there's always dogs, cat. As long as stuff in your garbage would be eaten by a dog or a cat, that would be itself a davar mutter. So one could argue that our garbage cans are full of davra asur u davra mutter, which would obviate, which would solve the buses problem. However, that would solve the buses problem. What about the fact that you're actually moving muktza itself with tiltul minatzad, meaning there's still muktza in the garbage, and you're moving it with tiltul minatzad? So he said, good, tiltul minatzad is good. Yeah, unless it's letzarech davra asur. So if I'm trying to throw out muktzah stuff into a garbage can, I'm moving the garbage with tiltul minatzad. The garbage may not be a buses, but I'm still moving the stuff that is muktzah in there. So to this, Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn suggests that this is not called litzarech davar aser. Even if the items you're trying to throw away are absolute muktzah, you know, graf shel ri'i, that's why you're allowed to throw them away to begin with. It's not unpleasant to have like chicken bones on your table, right? So you're allowed to pick them up and throw them out because you're allowed to remove something, get something gross out of the way. But the l'chara, that's l'tzorech davar aser. It's l'tzorech l'muktza. So Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn brings a raya from a base mayor in Sim Reish Ha'invav, Siv Gimel, that whenever the benefit you're getting is a mutter kind of benefit, that's not called tzorech davar aser. Even if it's for the sake of a davar aser, if the tachlis is to be nene min iser letashmish heter, to be able to use it in a mutter kind of a way, that's not called tzorech davar aser. For example, he says, when you move a candle or a light for the sake of getting light is not a davar aser. The candle is a davar aser, but getting light is not a davar aser, and therefore that would be called letzorech davar mutter. And therefore, he says, it could be when it comes to a garbage, the tachlis is to get rid of your garbage, which is mutter to do on Shabbos. Therefore, it's considered kitzorech davar hamutter, and would therefore be permissible. Now, certainly, if one is worried about the buses problem and you don't buy this whole heter that your garbage isn't really muktzah, or you know the contents of your garbage and you know that it's not edible to an animal, you could solve that problem by opening the door with your foot, the door of this garbage can with your foot, or by putting something else in there before Shabbos that would not be muktzah, so that it would become a basel l'davar asel l'davar mutter. So in short, most of the time, it's mutter to open up these garbage cans. As far as the basel l'davar asel issue, it's very likely basel l'davar asel ul l'davar mutter, but you're allowed to move. And as far as the tiltum l'atzad issue, there's a strong argument to be made that this is called tiltum l'atzad l'tzorech davar mutter, not l'tzorech davra aser. Nevertheless, there are poskim that are machmir about this issue, but there's certainly what to rely on.